We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A jolly good day to you. Liam's List for Friday, March 5th, 2021. Cranking the Britishness up to 11 for this list, just because CBS is behind the big broadcast. Oprah interviewing Harry and Meghan this Sunday, 8 o'clock, on CBS television. So all week on CBS, they've been teasing the interview, and of course, I thought I should come up with my best of British. Full disclosure, born in London, I do hold a British passport, but I have an Irish heart, a descendant of the Great Emerald Isle. So I always tell people I'm an Irishman with an English accent. So here we go. First up, something not on the list, but I'm just going to mention it. Everyone's been asking me about the best British breakfast, full English. The best for me has always been at the Cavalier. The Cavalier in San Francisco, currently closed. Hopefully it'll open soon. So the next best thing for a full English is a full Irish. It's very close, except the, you know, the bangers, the sausages, and the bacon may be Irish, but it's everything else, you know, baked beans. There are some morning potatoes, mushrooms, fried bread. I mean, a full English, little tomato. It is the full Monty. And you'll find it, at, again, one more time, the Napatandi, great full English. And also the other, there's another great Irish bar, Slancher in Oakland, right there, Jack London Square, and I would say the full Irish is up there with the best of the best. All right, looking for a great pint? You'll always find it at the Pig and Whistle. They always have the soccer games on. The food at the Pig and Whistle in San Francisco is also really impressive. They have a dartboard there too, so you can play some darts. And the hospitality by the bartenders and the team at Pig and Whistle makes this one of my favorite British pubs in the Bay. But some of the best grub you will find at Commonwealth in Oakland, including their shepherd's pie. It's worth trekking over to the East Bay just for that. They do pot pies as well and sausage rolls. Who doesn't love a sausage roll? Best fish and chips. Well, again, I would have put the Cavalier up there on the list because they just do a great job with their thrice-fried chips. However, because they're not open right now, the best fish and chips goes to Codmother. Codmother on the wharf in San Francisco. They really are just stellar fish and chips. And they also have the naughty, crunchy, crispy beer batter on their fresh cod that makes for the perfect fried fish. And of course, I want to mention the sounds of the seagulls around the wharf echo the natural seaside soundtrack you'll find at home when you're eating fish and chips on the waterfront in Brighton or Bournemouth. So best fish and chips, Codmother in San Francisco on the wharf. Okay, best tea. And I have to say, Lovejoy's in San Francisco, in Noe Valley on Church Street, the tea room there. I want to say for almost 20 years, they've been going so good, so authentic, great selection of teas, but also dainty sandwiches and scones with jam and clotted cream, plus lots of cakes. If you love your cakes, Lovejoy's is the spot. They have a sister property called Lovey's, and that's in Pacifica, but it's by the same folks. They know how to throw a tea party. The best Brit shop, Roxy Market in San Francisco, has a great selection of British treats. If you love your sweets, excuse me, I've got some here. Let me show you.
Well,
hear the sound of this. That's a bag of Maltesers. One of my favourite British treats. But you'll find all selections of teas, jams, things like pesto gravy, bird's eye, angel's whip, all those creature comforts from home. Roxy Market in San Francisco. Check it out. Best British podcast. I have to say, Lady Carnarvon of Highclere Castle, that's where they filmed Downton Abbey. She is the lady of the house, and she's just incredibly entertaining. What makes the podcast special is Lady Carnarvon, but also it's the guests that she has on. She interviews the groundsmen, the cooks, the florists, you name it, the people that make Highclere Castle tick on a daily basis. And some of them have been there for decades, literally, for years and years and years. Fascinating topics. But what's really cool about Lady Carnarvon, she likes her gin, she likes her cocktails. So make sure you tap in for her very special cocktail hours and cocktail demos. And I love their gin too. It's the Highclere Castle gin. You got to have it. Best British TV show? Well, you know, in terms of a chat show, Graham Norton on BBC America, you know, it's the number one chat show in the UK. I think he's awesome. His guests are funny. They get to drink on the show. And the guests on the Graham Norton show are more loose than on any other show. So for that, it is worth the watch. Best British TV host, this is a tough one, you know, because I really think John Oliver is up there. But James Corden, I've got to give a nod to him, not just because he works for CBS, but because of his ingenuity, his carpool karaoke. The biggest stars in the world, from Beyonce to McCartney, they've all been in the car for a sing-along, and his segments have been downloaded more than a billion times. So James Corden gets my vote. Best British TV host. Best overall pub? Got to go to Cameron's, Half Moon Bay, right there along Highway 1, a great pub for many reasons. It's got the great brews. When you pull into the parking lot, there's a black London cab. There's a red double-decker bus. It's a must-stop for me whenever I'm on the coast. It also has a little Brit shop full of all the treats you want, all the creature comforts, again, from home. If you want some pies, some biscuits, some jam, some Marmite, you'll find it all there at Cameron's Pub at Half Moon Bay. And the owner, Cameron, his father was from the north of England, Newcastle, I believe, and we call him Mr. Half Moon Bay because he's so involved in the community. He's an awesome guy, and he runs an awesome pub. Best overall Brit pub, Cameron's, Half Moon Bay. Best Brit sports bar, got to be Kezar Pub in San Francisco, the official San Francisco bar for Liverpool fans. The vibe there is good, except I'm a Manchester United fan. Let's get that out there. But lots of TV screens and great places with a great atmosphere to drink, imbibe, and watch all your favorite British and European soccer games. And finally, must-see TV, Oprah, the Royal Special, Sunday, 8 o'clock on CBS. Friends, that is your British Liam's List for this weekend. I do want to mention just a couple of quick things. There is a pot, it's a sort of cannabis culinary experience with the Limewood Bar at the Claremont Fairmont in Berkeley. All you need to know at limewoodrestaurant.com. That's limewoodrestaurant.com. The chef there, Chef Perry the Third, Joseph L. Perry the Third, is a rock star chef, and the special virtual experience, but you can actually pick up your ingredients, your everything you need for the demo, and then go and get your pot fix, and then log on for the demo today, Friday at 6 p.m. Have a fabulous Friday, a wonderful weekend, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Thanks for stopping by. I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap. Cheers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.